The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Beis, says Yom Kippurim is Huzman Teshuva lechol leyochid lerabim, uketz mechila v'sticha v'Yisrael. Lefichach hayavim hakol la'asos Teshuva lehisvados b'Yom Kippurim. We're starting the process of slichas, which is a really a harachana towards the process of Yom Kippurim, the kapora of Yom Kippurim. A person gets a kapora on Yom Kippur. It's a process of tahara which exists in Yom Kippur. The Rambam says that there's a chiyuv who kates mechila of a slicha liYisrael. It's the end point of a person's chait. He will get mechil and slicha, and he's chayv lasas tshuva lehisvadas v'yom kippurim. He's mechayv to do tshuva, say lasas tshuva, and to say vidui. So the Rambam sees that there's an element of tshuva, and vidui, chal to the lashonos of the Rambam, seems to be an independent point. I want to try and talk about the process of vidui, how vidui plays out in its function in the tshuva process. You find Targum Yonasan in Parsha Zachir Moshe in the beginning, which is the Parsha of Yom Kippur. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahar etchem mikol chatusechem lifnei Hashem titoru. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahar etchem. Yom Kippur is the day that Bershon will be mechaper to bring tahara. From all of your chatoyim, lifnei Hashem titoru. The Targum Yonasan, b'yom adin yechaper lechem ladako yoschem mikol chaveichon. Version will be mecharper to give you tahara. Latun kodem Hashem toidun sirchon uschon. You'll be misvada on your chet. V'sid kun and you'll get kaporu. So the words he has, the words lifnei Hashem is. You'll be moida on your chait. Mikol chatusichem lifnei Hashem is a tzivui to say vidui. The Sepurna says in the pasuk, "Kivim esay yechaper lechem atam shetitzarchu im zeh." Why do we need the process of shvis? You bring the kabbonis. You also need the shvis of malacha and the inui. Because the kohen through his process of avoda will do a process of kapora, and the keeper is to start cleaning out the chetz. V'hachanosu lekabel slicha, which will prepare you for get slicha. Avol hasogas atahara v'haslicha hagemura ti lifnei Hashem olvad. That only be in the place such as lifnei Hashem. Zeh beviri b'tshuva. Shulavado yoda amitosam. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that what's happening with that part of the process. So the tahara process, the total cleansing, not the kapora, which is the partial cleansing, but the total cleansing takes place lifnei Hashem, and that spa, which is lifnei Hashem, which is the makom where vidui and tshuva take place. Therefore, there's a tzivui of shvisa and inui to facilitate you to get the process. It's not enough that the kohen does the process of bringing korbanos. That will only create a kapara. If you want to get total tahara, we need a process of inui and shvisa, which will facilitate the process of lifnei Hashem titoru, the vidui and the tshuva. And then the pasuk continues and says, "Chukas elam." Even there's no beis hamikdash and there's no process of the korbanos, still the shvisa and the inui will take place to bring this process. So, vidui is something which you think about it. We're not clear exactly what its role is, what its function is. We think about the process of tshuva. We relate to the concepts. The person has to have korot. He has to feel bad that he did something wrong. He doesn't feel bad. So, how can Kadosh Baruch Hu give him slicha mechila? He doesn't recognize the significance of what he did. The Ben Yonah, he talks about the different levels of charata. He talks about the Zalaga, which the basic, you said is charata. Later on he talks about, he has a madriga which where a person's yoga, he says, charotis, charotis. Person loses $100, he feels bad. He loses it because he was careless, he feels very bad. He says, maybe he loses $1 million because he was careless, he can't, doesn't know what to do with himself. He can't find the makom to put his body in, so he's so overwhelmed by the pain of what he's lost. He says, the process of tshuva, a person goes through a steps of process of understanding charata. I once heard from Reuven Feinstein Shlita. I heard from him directly. He says that, you know, the Ben Yonah, he talks about that there's the order. What is the correct order for the process of tshuva? Is it first Zivus Achet and then Charata, or Charata and Zivus Achet? So he says a person who is mityatsev al derech loy toiv tamid, he's constantly in the bad, doing the wrong thing. So for him, the first step of the process is Zivus Achet. Then he shai Charata. So he gave a moshul to me, Mazba, that, like, why is that the order? As opposed to a person who's one time done something wrong, it's the charata and the zivus achet. So he says, let's say a person, the moshul which he gave is a person was a bursiki, he was a tanner. He's a bursi, he works on a bursiki, he's a tanner. So he smells, he walks around constantly, he can take, I don't know how many showers you take, but he smells, he works in. One day he says, you know, that's not a life for me. I'm going to walk around, they always smell, I can't take it anymore. That's not my job. Looks for a new job, so he gets one job, the second job. Years later, finally, he gets a job. He's working in a perfumery. The gorgeous smells of perfumery, and that's what he smells like. You walk out of such a place, whether, you know, you even put any, you just smell like that. One day he passes by a tannery, and he smells the smell of a tannery, and he remembers that he used to work in such a place, and he faints on the spot. Thinking that he used to smell like that. He used to live with that smell, that was normal for him. Even when he left it, okay, it was. But now he got to the point where he realizes how bad it smells, then he really has charata. You can't really hear the charata of how bad it was till you walk away from it. You walk away from it, you look back, you say, oy vey, look what I did. You feel bad, but the further you walk away, the further you walk away, and say, oh, it's yoga. How could I have done such a stupid thing? How could I let myself be such a person? How could I have hurt that person the way I did? How could I have done the same Lashon Hara the way I did it? Oh, I said Lashon Hara, you know, I'm a guy, I said Lashon Hara. Yeah, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. No, look what it is. The further I move away from it, I can understand. So Charata, we understand. It's important. Azibat Achet is obvious. What's true without Azibat Achet? What is the function of Viri? What is Viri's function? Ramam, you know, that the hair is, that if anything, the way Rama puts down the mitzvah is viri. The Rama in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, there's comments of Shabbat Torah, whether it's a say, lo says say, etc. Kashiyas a tshuva b'yoshev mechetvei, chayv lisvadas t'nei hakel baruch hu. When a person does tshuva, he has a mitzvah to do vidui. Shenemar, he brings a pasuk, Zaviri's Devarim, Uviri Zeh Mitzvah Zaseh. The Rambam does not tell you there's a mitzvah say to do tshuva. The Rambam tells you there's a mitzvah say to say vidui. Now the Rambam, yes, in the Prote HaMitzvah, he actually says the mitzvah to do tshuva and mimisvada, but the Rambam in the Nusach of the Yad itself does not say that. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah does not say that. The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvah, the beginning of the Sefer Yad, does not say that. He says the mitzvah is to say vidui. The Ikir Mitzvah, the Rambam says, is to say Viri, not to do Tshuva. You can't do Tshuva, you can't say Viri without a Tshuva. So merely, you're going to do Tshuva. Why is the Ikir focus on the Mitzvah of Viri? The Ikir focus should be on the Mitzvah of Tshuva. Viri is a very nice thing, you say at the end. Why is Viri so integral to the Mitzvah? Famous Chazal, Rambam quotes, in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, called Misvada B'dvorim B'loy Gomer B'liba La'asoiv, a person who was Misvada B'dvorim, and he did not have a Zivus Achet, he wasn't Gomer B'liba La'asoiv. Hareza Dorim L'Tayvul B'Sheretz B'yodu. The person goes to the mikvah and he has a Sheretz. Shein HaTvila Mo'elis Ad Sheyash L'Chasheretz. A person who's moide was mizvada, and he's also oizev yirucham. Then he gets gets him his mercy. So again, so the nusach is that a person who's mizvada b'dvorim, v'lagama b'liba lazoiv, went to the mikvah, but he had a sheretz. Person comes Rosh Hashanah, comes Slichus, comes Yom Kippur, and he says, he has no intention to change his lashon hara. His problem is that he was the type of b'sheretz b'yadoi. That's a tefillah. That's a mikvah. That's a mini pet. It's a chutzpah noira. I feel bad that I. You don't feel bad. You're not changing anything. You're not doing anything. So the Rambam, the problem is it's a type of b'sheretz b'yadoi. He went to the mikvah. What mikvah? What is the mikvah of vidui? If you're not going to be oizev. The Rambam tells me that the process is after the person does tshuva. Now we can say vidui. He didn't do tshuva yet. What is this musig that vidui seems to stand as a tefillah and a mikvah, independent of the tshuva that you can say, but it doesn't work because there's a sheretz there. I don't see a mikvah yet. I don't see a tefillah yet. I don't see anything yet. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, when he talks about the mitzvah of vidui, the Rambam says, brings the mitzvah of vidui. He says, if a person makes a korban, he has to say vidui. Because they don't get a kapora, actually, yasa tshuva v'yisvado. Person with mechuyev mises bezdin, doesn't get a kapora through the misa or through the malchus, actually, yasa tshuva v'yisvado. Person is chavu b'chaveroi, ain't the miskaper, actually, yisvado. So, mishaleach, the perfect all of Kal Yisrael, therefore, the Kohen Gadol was misvado. Nowadays, there's no basic mikdash kayim, so then, we don't have these Be'ach Kaporos, so now we're left with just the flow of the Rambam is very clear that he understands Vidui as part of is a Kapora process. And it's fascinating. The Seder HaRambam, Perek Aleph is Vidui. He talks about Kapora. He talks about different then the goes to the Dal Chaluki Kapora. Person does a mitzvah over mitzvah say, so tshuva is mechaper right away, loisa say, so tshuva is not mechaper, but he needs tshuva's title and Yom Kippur's mechaper, that's Perek Aleph. Then Perek Beis, he says, and what is tshuva, by the way? Oh, tshuva, that's interesting. I didn't find to tell you what tshuva was. Oh, tshuva is, that's the order, I mean, I'd write around Mehilas tshuva, I'd write what tshuva is, and tell you in Perek Aleph what tshuva is, and Perek Beis, and Perek Gimel, and Perek Dalet, say, by the way, you know, tshuva gives you a kapara. And tell you how to get what the kapora is. But the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam lights a vek in Perek Aleph, kapora. And vidui is kapora. And then in Perek Beis he says, what's shuvah? The fascinating Seder HaRambam. Rav Huttner has a hesber in the concept of the process of vidui, which I think fits very well into in the Seder HaRambam and the Rambam's understanding. And it is, it's a powerful understanding. There's a Medrash, he doesn't bring the Medrash, but there's a Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Adam Rishon and says, Ayeka. He says, what happened? Did you eat from the Eitz? I told you not to eat from it. Did you eat from it? He says, Isha should have sati modina. You gave me this woman, she gave me to eat. So the Medrash says, Achalti va'achal oich. I ate, and I will continue to eat. Which sounds like a tremendous chutzpah on the part of a Mauritian. He says, Achalti va'achal, I'm going to eat again. The person says, did you eat? He says, yeah. Not only that, I'll try to do it again. What was that answer? A person does a chet. A person person steals. At this point in time, he is now a Goslin. He has a title. He's a Goslin. That title is how we look at him. That title is how he looks at himself. What am I? I'm a Goslin. The chet defines the person. The chet becomes part of the chelik of the mahus of the person. Our mission says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just that I ate. The first chet which took place, the human being started out
yay big,
and he's not the same person anymore. He's a person with chet inside of him. He's a person with mitzias of achilas eitz hadas inside of him. That's the defining element of myself. What am I? I'm an oichel of eitz hadas. Chazal talked about the lashon that there was. The Nachash put a zuma into him. I'm defined now by my chet. A person speaks lashon hara. I'm defined by my chet of lashon hara. What am I? I'm a person who speaks lashon hara. That's how I define myself. Chas v'sholom. Don't you dare define yourself by a chet. I've done things wrong, but that's not the defining element of the person. The act of vidui is the act of to take this which is inside of you, to become part of your being, and put it outside of yourself. I am I, with my toiv, which exists in me, and I did something wrong. But that's not the defining element of the person which is there. And the process of vidui is the process of taking the zuama, which is inside of you, and putting it back out. Chazal uses the Gemara Galoshin, the Morsa Shaila. Should a person be misvada on a chait each Yom Kippur again? A chait was misvada one Yom Kippur, should he be misvada again a second Yom Kippur? So we pass that a person who was misvada may be misvada again. But there's a Madam of the Morsa says he cannot. Chazal say why? Because it's like a Kelev Shabbat Kiyoi, a person who comes back to the chait that he did. Ki is the act of expelling from inside of the body something outside of the body. Something which is inside of the body, it's part of the person, and he expels it out. What are you going back to it for? You let go of it already. You moved it outside of your being. The process of moving outside of the being is the process of vita. The Rebbeinu Yoina, when he talks about the Rebbeinu Yoina learns, the Rambam has the Ikrei Tshuva. The Rambam has 3-4 Ikrei Tshuva, however you define the Rambam. There's Yazav Achoy Techetoy, and Begarim believe in Shalei Seyoid, Vishnachem Al Sha'ovar, and Vyardal of Tzuyat Halumus, which is that part of the Zivis Achet, or a separate Indian, which is what to discuss about, and there's a Din of Vidu. So the Rambam has 3 or 4 Ikrei Atshuva. The Rebbeinu Yoina has 2. So the Rebbeinu Yoina has the 2 Ikrei Atshuva that he has are Charata and Azivas Achet. And he brings the Pasuk, the same Pasuk the Rambam brings in the Halacha Gimel, Moide Va'ozev Yerucha. There's the act of Moide Va'ozev Yerucha Ve'ein Vidoi Ming Moide B'li Charata. So in the word moida is nichlal charato and oizev yeruchah. If you do the 2 things, so it's the makom of the place where vida exists in the person is in the world of charato. Rishon Shem says the gavaldig on the kudim. He talks about tshuva. He says that there's a chesed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with tshuva that akiras harots and it's akiras amaisadami. A person did something wrong. He did a maisa. You want to be oikra the maisa? Akiras harotzen. I don't want to be that person who does such a thing. The akiras harotzen, the charata, is kakiras hamaisa dami. Zokir Rambam, a person who comes to recognition of charata, even he comes to recognition of charata, and therefore he's a moide.
But he wasn't an Oizev. He didn't put in place what he needs to prevent himself from doing it again. He has terrible charata. But he's not an Oizev because he didn't let go totally. Because he didn't work out how he's not going to do it again. He's a toivel. He went into the tahara process of vidri. The tahara process of charata. He's ripping his kishkas out. He's ripping it out of his body through the charata. But he's been metamal himself with the sheretz because he's going to do it again. He's a toivel v'sheretz v'yodos at the Rambam. Because vidri is the tahara process. So if you're an oizev and you're a moizev, shlach gevaldik. The tahara process of vidri is ripping it out of your being and throwing it out. But you have to be an oizev also, otherwise you'll be nitma again. So he's a toivel v'sheretz v'yodos. So vidri's function is in the world of kapara. The Tzivei HaTorah is the Rishon comes and he says, Rabbi, I want Klal Yisrael to be clean. And I'm willing to create for you a mitzvah of Yom Kippur which gives you, cleanses you. I don't want Tumah in Klal Yisrael. You will be part of the process. You will remove it from yourself also. I give you the Tzivei of Vidri and Yom Kippur. But you can't do that part of the vidui unless you put in place a process of tshuva which will allow you to have a vidui. The tzivri of tshuva in general, the version says, Christ, I love you. I don't want you to be dirty. I don't want you to be tame. I don't want you to be full of hate. I created a process which will allow you to be cleansed. So don't just do tshuva. Become clean. That's the tzivri of the Torah. The tzivri of the Torah is totally rip it out of your being. That's vidri. Obviously, you can't do vidri without tshuva. But the Rambam didn't say do tshuva. He said cleanse yourself. The Rambam puts the tzivri of vidri in the perek of kapara. The aleph of Hilchos Tshuva is the person says, I created kapara for you. You're not going to remain dirty if you want. You have the hechatimsa to run out of the Rebbeinu Yehuda, out of the base Asurim. You're stuck in the pit. You have a way to get out of it. Why don't you run? I promise you not that you'll no longer have hate, that you'll be clean, that the tomb in your neshama will be ripped out. Yes, okay, you know what? You need tshuva to do that. So the Tzivei HaTorah is kapara. The Rambam, you look at the Minyan HaMitzvot of the Rambam lists the vidui smack in the middle of karbonis. He goes through the first 20 mitzvahs, Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Tshuva is not there, vidui is not there. He starts going through the mitzvah, build the mitzvah, b'chira, and etc., all of the mitzvuyim of Binyan HaMikdash, the mitzvuyim of bringing the different karbonis. He talks about the mitzvah of vidui and vayitzer kabonis, and then he goes on to something else. The Rosh created a base of mikdash. He created a place which creates tahara. Kabonis create tahara inside of the human being. And one of those hechatims is the concept of vidui. There's a nusach of the Rambam brings in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He brings a sifri, I think it is. The Sifri says, I would have a havamina that vidui should only exist in Eretz Yisrael. There should only be a process of vidui in Eretz Yisrael. Kamashal Apostle that says, even you go to Golos, he's father, Tabanim, Abbasavan, even the Chutz Lords. Vidui is the Kapora. Kapora is in Eretz Yisrael. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Lifnei Hashem Titoru, the version says, in Lifnei Hashem, I'm going to give you Tahara. The Gemara says in Yuma, at the end, the Gemara says, the Paskin Rambam, that Aval Anachnu Chatanu is the Ikra Havidri. Aval Anachnu Chatanu is the Ikra Havidri, because they were declaring what's the Ikra Havidri, and they one time saw, I think it was Shmuel, that Vidri has to be Bamida. They saw Shmuel, when the shots got to those words, he stood up, and he sat down again. Vice the Christ, that was enough. he stood for the Abba's Vidui. If a human being can come to the true Hakara and willing to express with his words and get out of his mouth, Abba Anachnu Chatanu. That's it. That's all you need. You need to emphasize say those words. Because when you, as soon as you say those words, you've let go of the chait. It's not part of you anymore. It's not that it doesn't define you anymore. It's not stuck inside of your kishkas, and you know, you're denying it, and you're, it's sitting in there. When your person can truly is truly willing and does it, to say, look what I did. He stops rationalizing. He stops pretending. But he says, look what it is. And it's horrendous to look at it. And it's painful to look at it. That's when you that's the beginning of letting go of it. Because till then it's just it's rationalizations inside of you. It's your being. So a person can get to those words, Avol anachnu chatanu, with the emes, ikra. The Rama says there's more to the vidui. There's another step to the vidui. A person should say his promise in the vidui, etc. There's more to it. But the ikra vidui is the ability of the human being to come to the recognition, stop playing the game. It is painful for us. The game we play is a game which it's a painful game. It's very hard to look in the mirror. Truly look in the mirror and look how bad we look. It's painful. You know why it's painful? Because when you look in the mirror and we see that, we believe that that's us. And that's a mistake. Adarab, the moment that you come to the recognition that that's what you really look like, and you're willing to accept that, that's the beginning of the process of removing it. So, because when you pretend that it doesn't exist, and it's really there, it's stuck inside of your being. So the game that we play works against us. It's mamish, the exact opposite of what it's supposed to be. We pretend that it doesn't exist, believing that it doesn't exist, and therefore we feel good, because it's painful to admit that it exists. And the reality is, because when we don't admit it's us, and as soon as we admit, we are removing it from our being. And that's the awesome opportunity of tshuva. That's the awesome opportunity of tahara that the vidui gives. We're going to start slichus. And slichus, I have to tell you, slichus is tremendous matana. And I look and watch how people say slichus. So the first part is the piyutim, it's kavalik, etc. The vidui, I don't know, it's speed reading course. And it's the opposite. The whole goal is to get you into the mode that you can look honestly at what you did and say, oy vey, look what I did. Because you said that oy vey, you got rid of it. And instead, the speed reading course starts by the vidui. What are we doing? The tzivui ha-Torah is vidui. The tzivui ha-Torah is kapara, which is in the vidui, like the Rambam. Because we're scared to look. I didn't say anything wrong. Be Michael. That's okay, we can say that. But to admit to ourselves, to stand, it's a mamash, it's an amida with Hashem, right in front of Hashem, to say, look what I did. Admit it. That moment you admit it, you'll be good, klach. We're scared. The mirror is scary. Not just to say the words. Gazalnu? Gazalnu? I'm a Gazlan? I'm not a Gazlan. Gazalnu. Good. Said the word. Next one. Dibarnu Daifi? I said Sheker. I didn't say Sheker. Wrench your kishkas out. Dibarnu Daifi? Look at the year. What did you look like? Did you speak Emes or Sheker this year? Gibaldi, you're coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you want to get Kapora? Didn't you say Emes or Sheker or not? What are you, a Shaker or Nisht? Wake up! Honestly! Gazalnu, have you been honest this year? And you're Dini Mominus. Gazalnu, you should wrench your kishkas out. You put your kishkas and pass the word. The next guy, he's holding my neck. I'm still crying my heart out from Gazalnu. Gazalnu. Ashamnu, Shmoma, I'm desolate. I'm ripped apart. I have nothing left. The person should fall on the ground by Hashemnu. I can't talk anymore. I can't go next, Meister. Hashem. That's what it's supposed to look like, Rabbi said. Gehadlu? I guess the very I love Colombians. Look what you are. And it's painful. You don't want to admit it. Because when you finally do admit it, Rabbi said, that's when you're going to be Glicklach. Because then it's not, then you let go of it. Shichasnu. I destroy myself. I was mashkis myself. I let things inside of myself which don't belong inside of myself. I looked at things I shouldn't look at. I spoke of things I shouldn't talk about. I tore out the kedusha from my being. I ripped out the kedusha from my being. Shichasnu. How can I go to the next word? And the next, what's the next word? Tiavnu. I'm a teva. I'm an abomination. I don't know how people read the words of that. I don't get it. I'm the biggest tzaddik in the world, but I don't understand how you read the words. If you want to do tshuva, you want to say the words, you want to think about those words, you want to recognize the reality and accept it, and then you can work on it. And it's such a gevaldige matada from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tzivui that you got to do it. Because we wouldn't do it without a tzivui, Rabbi. We wouldn't do it. It's too painful. Be honest. How did you treat your wife this year? Sararnu. I caused tzar to people. If you're ready, I'm out there. Think about that. I interacted with other people. Sararnu. Where do we stand? And the purpose, again, the purpose isn't... The purpose is because this will be kapara. They'll cleanse us. This guy can say, he can cry all his tears, but I don't know if they're real. And the guy doesn't cry one word, one thing, but inside he's truly grappling with what am I? But he has to grapple. And it takes time. So if you feel you need more time, take more time. There's no law, you have to finish by the time they say Kaddish. In the morning is a problem. That's why I said by Shul Shodis, if you want to make another minyan, to start early before the high school starts, is a good idea. You need some time to say tzlichas. We're throwing out opportunity with our hands. Yom Kippur only comes once a year. Next Yom Kippur, we'll do tzlichas better next Yom Kippur. What are we waiting for? And Rabbi said, we need kapara. Klai Yisrael needs kapara. And not everybody in Klai Yisrael is doing this. But the people who have the havana to do it, they can make a difference in Klai Yisrael. And we have an achrayas, the people with B'nai Tera, with havana, and people who have a shaykhus to the concept of Musr, that we have a chrayis to recognize that and undertake to try and make be honest with ourselves, an honest, an emes of vidui, because Klai Yisrael needs us. We need ourselves. Klai Yisrael needs us to do this. Shavisoyach, the version should be Makabal or Tfilis Barotzen. Makabal our vidui Barotzen. Makabal our Tfilis Barotzen and our Tshuva Barotzen, and that we should be Shavisoyach to a Shnas. Gula v'Yeshua for all of Christ.